Compass and Clock. I'm your host, Mary Copeland. This infotainment podcast explores how to live your best life now and well into retirement. We'll discuss topics in financial planning, housing, and insurance. We'll talk about wellness, relationships, and leisure activities. A full, active life requires planning for your goals and preparing for the unexpected. I'll introduce you to a variety of guests, from knowledgeable experts to folks sharing stories of their life experiences and so much more, because life is big. All is intended to help guide you in planning for what you need now and at any age. Like and subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Today, my guest is Colleen Robinson. Colleen is the executive director at Habitat for Humanity of Clallam County since 2017. Colleen is actively involved in more than I can mention, local community events, civic organizations, and in addition to being on the board for the Squim Dungeness Valley Chamber of Commerce of Clallam County, she's also the Clallam County Economic Development Council and the Olympic Angels. Colleen will tell you she's a mover and a shaker, community supporter, social connector, rainmaker, and fun instigator. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mary. Thanks to your audience out there and your subscribers. Nice to see you all.
I have had Habitat for Humanity on the show before, but you and I are going to talk today about the community collaboration and current projects that are going on right now in 2023. Well, we're ending the year and well into 2024 and beyond. So we're going to just jump right in and let's refresh our listeners on what Habitat for Humanity is, how many locations and your different programs, etc.
So yes, we are roughly 1,100 affiliates across all 50 states. We are in 70 countries around the world working on housing solutions. Our vision statement is a world where everyone has a decent place to live, which is a big vision, but we strive every day to make that happen. We have about 25 affiliates here in Washington State alone, all across both urban, rural, suburban. And we work together to advocate for affordable housing and make home ownership a reality for people that may not traditionally qualify for a traditional mortgage in the traditional sense.
Habitat for Humanity, that mission is phenomenal and so necessary. So thank you for all that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about the collaboration with the local businesses and the nonprofits and how that impacts what you're doing to accomplish something in a community?
Yeah. Here in Clallam County, I find when I talk to colleagues from other states and other counties around the country, nonprofits don't always work well together because you are striving for the same pots of money, the same grants, the, you know, same funding, the same support from your elected officials. And here in Clallam County, we are very unique. We have an excellent network of nonprofits that collaborate very well together. And our business community is very supportive to our cause and to many causes of the nonprofits here. For instance, Grocery Outlet packs the pantry for every new home that we dedicate, which is a tremendous help. You can think about moving into your home for the first time, even if you were just moving from another home that you owned. It's a lot to take on, and to come in and have your pantry packed is wonderful. Sunbonnet Sue does quilts for every member of the family for every new home we dedicate. So those are some collaborations. Also, Herman Brothers donates topsoil for every home when it's near the finish line. You have to have a finished yard in order to get your certificate of occupancy. So having that topsoil down and grass seed down is very helpful. So we're grateful to Herman Brothers and their support. In addition, Interfor Lumber, who is out here on the peninsula, they have 26 mills across the U.S., and they have donated all of the framing lumber for the last 8 homes that we've built. Right now, we're in a partnership with Squim Valley Lions. They have a Christmas tree in our parking lot at the Squim store. It's a giving tree, so take what you need, give what you can, and we're thrilled to partner with them. And then I am also a member of Squim Sunrise Rotary, and we have multiple collaborations of community projects between Habitat and Squim Sunrise Rotary that we're very grateful for that partnership.
Those are amazing partners. And the lumber for framing for 8 houses, that's a lot of lumber. Wow.
Yeah, significant savings.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the current projects you're presently working on in Clallam County. I believe one of them is, I think it's called a Veterans Build.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's on deck right now. We have our permits in with the City of Port Angeles. We bought a blighted property in partnership with the City of Port Angeles a while back and had a dilapidated house. We partnered with Jamestown Excavating. They came out and cleared the lot. We now have our permits in and we're going to build a fourplex. We are calling them the Ketchum Veteran Cottages. And Sarah Ketchum is a longtime Habitat employee. And both of her grandfathers served in World War II. And so we wanted to honor Sarah and her family's roots here on the Olympic Peninsula. So we are naming the cottages in their name. We hope to be breaking ground after the first of the year. So we're very excited about that. We have open applications right now until December 12th. If you are a veteran or active duty, or you know of a veteran that might want to own their own home, it's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, roughly 836 square feet. So they're going to be zero entry, so fully accessible if there are mobility issues for the veterans, wider hallways, wider doorways, zero entry into the shower and zero entry into the cottages. So we are very excited. This is our first veterans build here on the Olympic Peninsula. Habitat has a very robust partnership with veteran builds through Home Depot and Lowe's and lots of other funding. So Habitat International supports us in that way. And we are super excited and looking for applicants to turn in applications until December 12th. You can pick up an application at either Habitat store, the one in Port Angeles, 728 East Front Street, or here in Squim on Washington Street.
Wow. There's not enough done for veterans out there, and there's so many of them. And so that's just going to be the beginning of many. I see that coming. So thank you for that. There's a second project you and I were talking about. I think it's a single family detached home, and isn't going to get the amount of housing. Well, what you and I were talking about was that a single family detached homes are not going to get enough housing, you know, for what the community needs, doing one house at a time. So the other project you have, I think also is more like the multiplex. Is that what you call it? A fourplex?
Yeah. Yes. So fourplex, there'll be townhomes here in Squim. We bought 6.4 acres of cow pasture, and we have our conditional use permit in right now with the City of Squim. We anticipate infrastructure and development to take about 18 to 24 months. Our goal is to be breaking ground and building houses in 2025, even if it's at the end of 2025. But we'll have 10 fourplexes, and these will be 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, anticipating our workforce. And those families right now that fall in that missing middle gap that don't qualify for lower income housing and yet can't afford the multiple McMansions that are built here in Squim. So ours will be a solution. We'll have 10 fourplexes, so 40 homes, and 5 duplexes, which will be single story, because we want to have a multi-generational community. We don't want it to be all one thing or the other. So we are very excited. We anticipate partnering with the Squim School District, CTE, which is Career Technology Education. They are looking to bring on board, or actually bring back, a construction curriculum. Because let's face it, a 4-year college degree is not for everyone. And some young people, they say here in Clallam County, our biggest export is our youth. because there just isn't enough industry to keep them here. So we're looking to partner with the high school and have those students come onto the build site that are juniors and seniors and be a living lab that they're actually working on houses that will serve their community and learning the skills that they need to go off and have a career of a living wage.
Oh, that's brilliant. And you said there's going to be 10 of the fourplexes. So that's 40 new homes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now with the fourplex townhomes and it being affordable home ownership, does that mean that the future homeowners will help build the multiplexes too?
Yes. So our program has actually three components. First of all, you have to have a need for housing. That can mean a dilapidated house, an infested house. It can also mean being cost burdened. Right now, 1 in 7 Washingtonians pay more than 50% of their income on housing. And every definition that you read about affordable housing say that you shouldn't spend more than 30% of your income. So those families are having to make difficult decisions about transportation, healthcare issues, all sorts of things to in order to maintain paying 50% of their income on housing. So you have to have a need. You have to have the ability to pay an affordable mortgage. That's one of the biggest myths of Habitat. We do not give the homes away. That money goes into the revolving fund for humanity from their mortgages to pay for the next homes. And then lastly, you have to be willing to partner. You have to put in sweat equity. Every adult 18 or older in the home has to do 250 hours. 50 can be donated by friends and family, 100 on construction, and then the other 100 can be multiple ways. It can be construction, it can be special events, but more importantly, our partner families typically have been renters for generations. And so when the hot water heater goes out, they call the landlord and we want to set them up for success. So they take a financial class, they take a first-time home buyers class, a homeowner maintenance class, an HOA class, how to be a good neighbor. So all of those classes that they take go towards their sweat equity because we really want to set our families up for success.
Where are they taking these classes? Is this another component of Habitat for Humanity?
Some are offered by us, some are online that we partner with other organizations to take those. Habitat International offers some of those classes. So pre-COVID, everything was in person, but guess what? Now you can do just about anything online.
Okay. So that's not where your involvement stops though. I believe there's also an aging in place home repair project. Can you tell us how that one works?
Sure. I think everyone across the country would agree that our housing crisis, we're not going to be able to build our way out of it fast enough. But what we can do is preserve our already aging housing stock. So here in Port Angeles and Sequim, homes are more than 40, some are 50 years old. And as people age in their home, they don't always have the financial means or the physical capability to upkeep on their house. And when they pass, that house can sometimes then need to be totally torn down and build new. So think about all that going in the landfill, think about the cost. So what we're trying to do with our repair program and aging in place is help homeowners that need some support with some much needed repairs. It can be a deck, a ramp. We've done siding. We've painted houses. We've done roofing, things that families need to preserve that house so it will continue to serve more families in the future. So that open applications are year round. We have some grant funding that we can support people. We're finding that we serve between 30 and 80% of the area median income for our new builds. But what we're finding with our repairs and our aging in place, which could be pull bars in the bathroom or an ADA bathroom or any multiple of things that people need, is we're really serving 40% or below because those families are on fixed incomes. And so we do a lot of grant writing so that we can waive them paying back those material fees. Because remember, our labor is volunteer. We have a paid construction manager, and right now we have an AmeriCorps. But by by and large, our work is done by volunteers. And so us being able to help those families through our grant funding, not have to pay back for the materials, is a win-win for everybody.
So besides doing grab bars and other items like that inside the house, do you do repairs inside the house?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have remodeled bathrooms to make them, ADA accessible, widening the doorway, zero entry shower. We've done hot water heaters. We've helped with small minor repairs, a leaky kitchen sink, all the way up to replacing siding and painting houses.
Have you ever encountered homes that have a mold issue that you deal with?
If we did, we have not thus far. If we did, we would refer them to a specialist, because mold remediation is a big deal and we want it done right for those families. And that's not our area of expertise.
Okay. I was asking because I was watching HGTV and there was a home with mold, and it really is a big deal and it's dangerous and you need to get rid of it immediately. But there's a specialist, yes, like you said, that you have to call in. Do you work or partner with the other habitats in the state on anything? Because you mentioned when we first started this conversation that there are 25 Habitat for Humanities just in Washington state alone. So how do you collaborate with any of the other ones in the state?
Sure. So on a national level, I mentioned there's 1,100 affiliates, and we have what's called U.S. Council. And that is a group of affiliate leaders that reports to Habitat International, discusses policies and programs, and I serve on U.S. Council. There's, as I said, roughly 25, 26 affiliates, and most of those affiliates are large urban affiliates. I'm one of the few rural affiliate members on that U.S. Council. And as I said, we discuss how things that Habitat International, when you want to roll something out, what is the ripple down effect? So I enjoy serving the greater network and am proud to be on U.S. Council and represent rural. Here locally, we collaborate mostly on advocacy, and we advocate for housing programs and housing needs at our local level, at our state level, and also at our federal level. And so we collaborate with those 25 other affiliates in order to make sure that the programs that make us do what we do and help support us continue to be funded on all levels.
On, I believe the date's January 22nd, 2024 in Olympia, which is the capital of Washington. There's an advocacy day that has to do with home ownership and lower income. Are you going to be part of that?
I think I will be in Atlanta at U.S. Council, so I won't, but many of my colleagues across the state will actually be there. And then we also, Habitat International coordinates what's called Habitat on the Hill. And for a week in February, affiliates from all over the country descend on Washington, D.C., and we meet with our elected officials and talk to them on the federal level about funding and programs and zoning and the importance of them continuing to support our work for affordable housing.
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about that Habitat for Humanity does. So I'm glad that we're having this conversation today. Let's see, you had been talking about volunteers coming in to help with the projects. So for all that Habitat accomplishes in the whole organization, are you, is the whole organization just supported by volunteer workers, or are there paid employees? What's the structure?
Sure. So we have two Habitat stores, one in Squim, as I mentioned, and one in Port Angeles. I have 16 paid staff, and two-thirds of that staff are for the stores. They're part-time and full-time. Pre-COVID, we ran pretty heavily on volunteers, But when COVID hit, our volunteers were of a vulnerable population and they just weren't comfortable coming in. And they have been slow to consider coming back. So we have had to hire staff in order to maintain our business model and serve our community. And then we have four or five people in our affiliate side. And then we have a paid construction manager, a construction consultant, and a construction lead, which is AmeriCorps service program. But other than that, we do have volunteers. Our base in the swim store is growing. If you're interested in volunteering in a Habitat store for a couple hours a week, processing furniture, greeting customers, customer service, if you want to get out of the house, do something fun. If you had told me when I took this job that you could run a retail store business model on only donated products and have no idea what was coming in from one day to the next, I would have said that can't be possible, but it actually does work. People are very generous, give us beautiful things. And so volunteers are needed there. And then also swinging a hammer on the construction site. So we're getting ready to launch that build for the Veterans Build. We've met with a lot of our local veterans organization, VFW, American Legion, and Coast Guard are all planning on coming out to help us with that Veterans Build. And then of course, when we move to SQUIM, we're hoping to partner with a SQUIM High School CTE, in addition to collaborating with churches here and other people who are just interested in volunteering and have some skills they want to share. And all of that helps keep our costs down to make the homes affordable.
If somebody wants to volunteer on the builds, how do they apply for that? And if they have no skill set, like they don't know how to swing a hammer, is there some on-the-job training?
So our website is habitatclallam.org, and you can go on there and push the volunteer button, sign up, you self-schedule. So you are off next Wednesday, or you don't have any commitments next Wednesday and they're building and you want to sign up for that day, you go ahead and sign up. You need zero skills and zero tools. We supply everything that you need. Our construction manager is amazing, very patient, an excellent teacher. And so you just come on the site and whatever we're working on at that time, you will be given instruction, a safety talk when you get there that day, and then move on to whatever the project is that day.
And is that our buildings taking place year round, regardless of the weather?
Most of the time here, we are pretty blessed. Some of my colleagues in Minnesota, they have a build season and a frozen ground season. But the only thing that really impedes us is the rain and the mud. But absolutely, for the most part, we will break ground and pretty much build year round.
Great. So we're about to wrap up. Could you give us, what is a call to action for your particular Habitat for Humanity?
So top of the list would be volunteers, habitatclallam.org. Please log on, see what we have going on, consider coming out. You can also volunteer to be on a committee and work with families, be a mentor to a family. So there's lots of different ways without swinging a hammer. Advocacy. Pay attention to what's going on at your local level and your state level with funding for affordable housing and affordable home ownership. And then also shop at our stores, donate to our stores. All of that is appreciated very much by our Habitat affiliate.
When somebody donates to your stores, are things turned away? Like I've gone to donate, I tried to donate furniture one day in Kitsap County in Bremerton, and they're like, we don't need any more couches. So is there any requirements?
I think that's true. Yeah, I think that's true of all Habitat affiliates. We have limited space in our stores, and we also know what our customer base will and won't buy. For us particularly, no floral sofas. If we take a floral sofa, it's going to sit on the floor for months and months and months and take up valuable floor space of something else that might be more of a prime item. And so in some cases, then we have to take it to the dump. And then we're paying dump fees. So it's costing us to take that donation. So the best thing to do is to give us a call and tell us what you have. And then we can let you know what we have room for. Sometimes we'll ask you to send pictures, which is really helpful. And then the drivers have the final say when they show up. And see that item, whether or not they will take it, depending on pet damage, smoke damage, lots of different things. So, yeah. Okay.
Glad I asked that question, because it does not help you to have somebody drop something off that you know isn't going to move.
Right.
Okay. Well, Colleen, you are fabulous. And thank you for all that you and your local chapter do for your community in Clallam County. And I am just, your organization truly makes a difference in people's lives. So listeners out there, do find out where your local Habitat for Humanity is in your neighborhood, and see what they're doing today. I'm sure there are people that everybody knows that could use a hand up, not a handout, but a hand up. So exactly. Until next time, listeners, thanks for being here. And Colleen, again, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I really appreciated it.
Sure. Thanks, Mary. And thanks to all your listeners at Compass and Clock.
Okay. Bye-bye.